Hello and welcome to a VO's journey. My name is Anthony Pica, and this show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business and sidestep all of the crazy things that I seem to step on. It's great to be back for episode number 162 of this ongoing podcast. And I am excited to talk to you today about a topic that I think is really going to help your business. And it's something that I have been working on personally, working on a lot. And that is adding some key indicators to your business. Okay? Some key indicators and how they can help you grow tenfold. All right? Let's do it.
This is VO's journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
Okay, so you might be like, Anthony, yo, dude, what's up? Like, key indicators? Come on, what the heck is that? So, let me go into it. Now, you know, as you know, when we are, you know, doing voiceovers and trying to get business and the kids are screaming in the background, our spouses, you know, want us to do this, take out the trash, do the dishes, all the stuff that we've got to do, mow the lawn, do the laundry, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, help the kids learn because, you know, no one's going to school. You know, life's crazy. It's crazy now more than ever, surprisingly, and we're all at home. But the thing is that it's so easy to get distracted that it's actually harder, I think, for us to narrow in and really look at the places that we need to grow our business or the places that we need to measure to. So I want to talk about these things called key indicators, okay? And for myself, I have been, I've been overloaded with data, meaning that, you know, I've got so many things coming in to my business from, you know, people contacting me, clients contacting me, the coaching part of my business, but also, you know, the Fiverr, other platforms that I'm on, Voice Jungle and the Voice Realm and just all kinds of different places, right? Plus, on top of that, you know, there is people who contact me to talk. Then there's my home life and things I'm doing there. There's just a constant barrage of information and data. And I really believe that our ability to successfully manage all of that data, you know, organize that data in a way that we are not overloaded with it, while at the same time being aware of who we are and what we'll actually do, and more importantly, what we won't do, is vital to our success. So for an example, I hate sitting down and doing like just writing down, you know, just writing down spreadsheets. Like, that's not my thing. I mean, it's funny because I love the data that comes from them, right? But I don't like the actual act of doing them. I just don't. So what happens is I'll do everything else under the sun in order to not do that. However, you know, I am so keenly aware of how important that is. Now, you might be a person who is opposite of me and absolutely loves to do that, and you'd rather do that than, per se, you know, talking to a potential customer and trying to make a sale, right? We're all different. Okay. But the thing is, for me, I've come to the realization now, especially the older I get, that, you know, we can fight who we are. We can fight who we are until the day we die. Okay. Or we can accept who we are and make the best out of it. And I kind of want to go with the latter, right? I want to accept who I am. And I'm trying to do that more now than ever, meaning, like, I'm not trying to accept laziness, right? Because I feel like there's places where I do tons of work, okay? And I go well above and beyond. However, there are places where, again, that I'm falling behind, I feel, when it comes to paying attention to trends and things like that in my business and numbers, right? And data everywhere. And then the issue then becomes, like, let's say I say to myself, all right, so I want to grow my business, right? I want to get more work. I want to be successful more than I am right now. So a way to do that, of course, is to pay attention to my business, all the numbers, all of the things that are coming in, and using those numbers, right? Using data to drive my decision making. Okay, data driven decisions is well proven to be a great method of success. But where I struggle is when it comes to the overload of data and what data do you use? And, you know, we can apply this to other things. Like, for example, when you're trying to, let's say you're on Fiverr, okay, and you're trying to determine, okay, well, what do I need to look at in order to come up with a gig? Okay, Anthony tells me I need to put all these gigs up, but I don't even know where to, you know, what do I even do? How do I even measure these things? So I've got this analytics page from Fiverr. Fiverr's done, they've done away with our stats. Hopefully they come back in the next blue moon. Okay, but at least we have our analytics page still. So we get to see, like, exactly, you know, how many, you know, how much money we're making at least a month, and then how much, you know, how many orders are coming in that are custom, how many orders that are just purchased without that, as well as how many orders a month. Okay, so, you know, there's a lot of data there still. And then how do you determine all of that? How do you decide what to look at in your business? And then, and furthermore, if you determine that there is a specific piece of data that you want to use, right, to monitor on a weekly or monthly or quarterly basis as a way to grow your business or to grow or to be, you know, or to at least have an idea whether you are growing or not. Okay, what do you do then, right? What do you do with that data, right? Well, how does it help you? Well, that's what I hope to kind of lead you down the path of understanding that. And I'm going to do that, I think, by just explaining to you what I'm going through and what I'm doing right now. So I spent some time really focusing in on, you know, picking out some key indicators. And I would give you one key indicator that I use that I've come up with that it is really vital for me in growing my business. And I'm going to give you some criteria that I believe that you could use in order to set this up. So the first piece of this criteria is this piece of data that you want to track on a weekly, monthly, or quarterly basis, okay, it needs to be easily accessible. Because, I mean, the reality is we don't want to spend, you know, a week just trying to find the data and putting it all together, right? And, you know, putting it in this master list. We don't have that time. We need something that is quickly accessible. Now, with Fiverr, I think a lot of us, and I would say a lot of my success had to do with that stats page, okay? Because it was a direct reflection of, you know, the things that I was doing and if it was working or not. And if it wasn't working, it was showing through me tracking the impressions, the views, the clicks, the orders, so then I could make a change if that wasn't going well. Okay, but in this particular case, I'm going to be using from now on as a key indicator for my business and the growth. And we're just talking about Fiverr right now. The under analytics, the amount of orders I am doing on a monthly basis. Now you can find this by simply going to the analytics page on the top, and then on the right there's a little drop down button that says like 730 or the yearly, I think. And if you click that, all right, it'll bring up, you click the yearly one to bring up the year, okay? And it will show you each month, it will show you how much you made, and it will show you how many orders you had that month. Now, why is that important? Well, to me, this is a key indicator of the health of your Fiverr business. How many voiceovers are you getting a month? And the thing is that unless you are changing your prices like crazy, right? You're pretty much staying around the average price until you raise your prices or something, right? Then that can change, right? Or you do a massive overhaul and you start really upping your value. But for pretty much the same sake, right, your prices stay around the same average. So that means that you can benchmark how your business is doing by the orders you're getting. And now, so let's say that we're using this data, right? And we see that last month you had, let's say you had 25 orders last month, okay, on Fiverr. And this month you had 15 orders, okay? Let's do this. Let's say 2 months ago you had, 16 orders. Last month you had 15 orders, and this month you had 17 orders, something like that. Okay. And let's say that you realize, right, that, your average selling price is like $50 and you want to make, okay, maybe you want to make $3,000 a month on Fiverr. All right. Maybe that's your goal. So to make $3,000 a month, all right, and your average sales price is $50. Now, you might have to get out a calculator to do this first, but here's the deal, right? So to get to $3,000 a month with $50 average sale, okay, we're talking that, so that's 100, so that's, 10, 20, 30, so 60. So that's about 60 orders, right? All right, it's about 60 orders or so, I think, that at $50 a pop to get to $3,000, okay? So that means your goal is to get to 60 orders. Now, if you are getting 15 orders, 17 orders, 16 orders, 20 orders, and your goal is to get to 60 orders, okay, then that's when we are looking at what's actually happening. We're following that data that says, hey, we're not getting the orders we want, so how can we increase that? Well, how Anthony's always telling me I need to add gigs, I need to up the exposure rate that I have, right? How much people are actually seeing me, how many opportunities am I getting in front of people? If I have all of my gigs filled out and I'm still not getting that amount of orders, then some things maybe I need to relook at my descriptions. Maybe I need to look at my FAQs. Maybe I do need to look at my pricing. Okay, maybe I need to look at my, maybe I really need to take a hard look at my demos. Maybe they're not exactly where I want to be. Or maybe my messaging is not coming across as mixing with my demos or with what I'm actually offering people. Or maybe my style does not match what my demos say. Like, maybe I'm doing a demo that's actually not my style. You know what I mean? Maybe I should be selling shoes and not trying to sell baby clothing. I mean, I know that's an extreme thing there, but there is a real aspect to all of that. The point I'm trying to make is that one key indicator, right? I'm using this now. That one key indicator can keep you on track, right? So let's say that you decide, hey, I definitely need to grow my orders. Okay. And last month I got 17. I'm trying to get to 60 a month. And, it would be nice to get to 25 orders this next month. What do I need to do? Well, if I have 3 gigs up, right? And hypothetically, I want to go up 20, 30% or whatever the number is. I need to add at least 2 more gigs or so. So you put 2 more gigs up. Okay. And let's say after another month's time, you actually hit that 25 order mark. Okay. Or maybe 30 or maybe 22 or whatever. But the point is you start looking at that and saying, okay, I need to do more here in this area in order to grow my business. Now, here's another little tip. And this is a side note about Fiverr and about putting up your gigs as well as anywhere else, is that remember the whole idea here is to get work. Not specifically through a gig, meaning that, if I had 10 gigs up and all of the work went through one gig, you might say to yourself, oh, well, I don't need those other 9 gigs. But see, that's the mistake you make, because all of the rest of those gigs, right, they are exposure. They are ways, they are almost like portals to you. So if you do away with any of them, all right, it can seriously impact your business. Believe me, I have been through this multiple times. The first quarter of this year, January through March, it was really tough for me because I restructured half of my Fiverr business and did away with a part of my business that was doing really well. But I think overall it was causing me to lose business. And it was harsh because I had to delete those things. In retrospect, I needed to delete one no matter what because I put it in the wrong category, if you remember that whole thing. And that was causing a lot of issues. I was growing on that one and everything else was going down. But the point I'm trying to make to you is because the conversion rate was lower, which we can't see anymore. But anyways, the whole point here is that, you know, my business like tanked. That's the point. And I had to really work hard and suck it up and get through those months of rebuilding the other parts of my business, right? And adding and redoing again in order to build my business back up. Fortunately, I have, and it's come roaring back, but it was really touch and go there for a while. I mean, I was 50, 60% down, you know what I mean? Month over month, which is huge, right? Half of the business was gone. So anyways, what I'm trying to tell you is that even if you have, let's say you have a phone messaging gig and then you have, you have a gig on like, you know, you're just American female or American male voiceover, right? And you notice that, you know, you have lots of work going through your phone messaging gig, but not a lot of work going through your American voiceover gig or whatever, right? American accent, whatever. And you're like, oh, well, I really don't need that. I just need the phone messaging gig. See, that would be a huge mistake. Because what people don't know is, well, I'm sure you do know this, but if you don't, if you scroll down to the bottom of your gigs, all of your gigs are linked. People can get to them. So people are finding you. Like if you have, which we can't see, but you know, we know there's impressions on all of these gigs. And just because because somebody finds you on this gig doesn't mean they're leaving. It could mean they're finding you and then going to another gig and realizing that that gig is where they need to purchase from you. And they're purchasing there. Or you get a message and it doesn't tell you, which often happens to us, right? We get messages and it doesn't tell us where they come from unless they do a custom offer. But even then, right? We don't always know exactly where they're or like what gig they came to. The point I'm trying to make with all of this is that, you know, putting up more gigs, even if you're not getting loads of orders through those other gigs, they really matter. Okay. Also, if you're not a Fiverr, you know, connoisseur, right? That's fine. This applies to everything, right? So like I'm on multiple platforms and I do a lot of work on VoiceJungle. I get booked quite often on VoiceRealm and, you know, I've done some work through Voice123 and I have a bunch of private clients as well. And the thing is that I find that, like, for example, on the VoiceRealm, I have as many, I think they allow 10 to 12 different samples up or, you know, demos up. I have all of those up, okay? I have all kinds of different ones up. I guarantee you that they all have, play a part in my success, okay? People per hour, that's another site I'm on that I get work on and I get booked now. And I try to, you know me, I'm trying to get booked without auditioning. I get booked by putting up samples, getting myself out to as many places and I let people come to me. Okay, by using the leverage of the internet. So with that being said, you know, people per hour, the more stuff I put up, the more stuff I put out there, the more offers I put, the more work I get. Again, the idea here is that, and looping it all back to the beginning of this, your key indicators, right? A few things, it should be no more than 5 to 8 in your business, right? You should have 5 to 8 key indicators in your business that you watch all of the time, either weekly, monthly, quarterly, that you are watching and measuring if you are moving forward, getting closer to that goal, or you're measuring the trends, right? After month after month after month, you measure the trends. Are you growing? Is it getting better? Is it not getting better? Is it stagnant? Okay. So if that's the case, right, it gives you the whole point of this. This data gives you something to go off of and it drives your action, right? Because we're always like, what do I do? How do I get more business? I mean, that's always, you guys, that's the number one question. How do I get more business? How do I get more business? Well, the key is that you got to go out there, try something, measure it, and then from that measurement, from that key indicator that you've decided to track, you use that and you use the data, and then you either add more, you change, you do whatever you need to do in order to grow that key indicator, okay? And the things that you need to do, honestly, guys, it's not hard, I think, when we look at, you know, and I'm talking about Fiverr, but, you know, it's not hard to look at putting up more samples, putting up, you know, more video, you know, audio files or whatever in places, et cetera, filling out profiles, right? That's not the end of the world. It's not, I mean, it's time consuming, but it's not the most difficult thing. The challenge, I think, is again, wading through the data, figuring out which data matters. And I like to look, the things that matter to me are the things that I could, like, for example, here's a great question. If you went on vacation and you only had 10 minutes to check your cell phone, and you were in that 10 minutes for checking your cell phone was to check the health of your business. The question is, what numbers would you look at? And I would ask yourself that. What numbers would you look at? What would you spend that 10 minutes checking? You couldn't do anything else. You only had 10 minutes while you were gone on vacation because you couldn't do any work while you're on vacation. You only had 10 minutes to check numbers on your phone to see if your business was healthy. What would you check? And I think if you ask yourself that question, you'll be able to really weed through what numbers are important, what numbers aren't important. Okay. And then as always, you need to write those down. You need to get them in a chart. You need to track them. Shouldn't be more than 5 to 8. Okay. Shouldn't be more than 5 to 8. And when you have those and you are successfully tracking them and measuring them, then by using that data, whether you're growing, whether you're not growing, whether you're stagnant, you can decide where to take action, where not to take action, how much action is needed, and what results is the action you're taking actually giving you. Does that make sense? Hopefully it does. All right, you guys, listen, I hope this has helped, and I hope these key indicators really help drive your business forward. I want to mention double quickly. I want to mention we have an amazing group. I know I've talked about it before. It's the Fiverr Elite group. We meet Saturday mornings. It's really wonderful. We get together as a group over a Zoom meeting at 10 a.m. Eastern, and the whole thing is about growing our businesses. I do reviews live so you can see them. We use data from all of our analytics and things to help grow each other's business. We have multiple top-rated sellers in the group that really do an amazing job of giving feedback. We have weekly lessons on how to, you know, just get more business, and it's really quite an amazing group. Plus, we have more and more people every week that offer services uniquely to our group, and I love to see that so many of our people in that group are usually occupying the top spots on Fiverr. So we'd love to have you. There'll be a link here. You can go to www.avosjourney.com and sign up there, but we'd love to have you. And other than that, I hope you have a wonderful week. I will talk to you soon. All right. Peace.